President Barack Obama urged Congress on Wednesday to avoid another contentious budget showdown and warned that the economy would surely take a hit if the government shuts down again. Obama blamed Republicans for the shutdown 2 years ago and made clear he would do so again if it comes to that. You'll recall 2 years ago, Republicans shut down the government because they didn't like Obamacare. Today, some are suggesting the government should be shut down because they don't like Planned Parenthood, Obama said. That's not good sense, and it's not good business. A partial shutdown will occur October 1st unless lawmakers provide money to keep the federal government functioning. The GOP-led Congress must overcome opposition from some conservatives who want to block federal funding for Planned Parenthood and take other steps to reach a deal. Obama used his speech to members of the Business Roundtable to turn up the pressure on lawmakers to reach a budget agreement. He also pointed to a potential revenue source to pay for some of the increased investments he wants in infrastructure, education, and scientific research, taxing so-called carried interest as ordinary income rather than as a capital gain, which is taxed at a lower rate. The proposed change is aimed primarily at managers of some types of private investment funds who pay a lower tax rate on their income than do many individuals. He noted, without naming them, that some Republican presidential candidates, primarily Donald Trump and Jeb Bush, have voiced support for increasing taxes on carried interest. If we close the tax loophole, we could double the number of workers in America's job training programs. We could help another 4 million more students afford college, Obama said. This approach is an example of how we can maintain fiscal responsibility while at the same time making the investments that we need to grow, he later added. Taking a sharp jab at his political opponents, Obama described many of his proposals as no-brainers. He said the failure to act on them was primarily because a faction within one of our parties has gone off the rails and sees a conspiracy around everything, or simply is opposed to anything I propose, even if they used to propose it. That's a problem. Even as there's no progress on Capitol Hill toward passage of a stopgap funding bill, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky again promised Wednesday that there will not be a government shutdown. He dismissed once again a strategy by House Tea Partiers to try to tie government funding to legislation to take away federal funding of Planned Parenthood. "We're not going to engage in exercises in futility," McConnell said. The top Democrats in the Senate and House, Senator Harry Reid and Representative Nancy Pelosi, were scheduled to meet with Obama at the White House on Thursday to discuss the budget with the president. Number 2 House Democrat Steny Hoyer of Maryland said that Democrats would be willing to help advance a temporary government-wide funding bill, provided they can strike agreement with Republicans. But Republicans are eyeing a longer stopgap spending bill than Democrats want. Democrats fear a lengthy stopgap measure would make it more difficult to strike a deal to reverse automatic spending curbs. Obama also tried to portray an improving economy that has come a long way while he's been in office. He said it's doing better than those countries who have embraced spending cuts to climb their way out of tough economic times, and that perennial gloom and doom descriptions are perpetuated by the presidential campaign that will determine his successor. "America's winning right now. America's great right now. We can do even better," Obama said. The Business Roundtable is made up of CEOs from large corporations. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Democrats ramped up pressure to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank, which helped finance purchases of U.S. exports prior to the expiration of its charter in June after opposition from conservative Republicans. Hoyer told reporters that he's hopeful, based on a conversation this summer with House Speaker John Boehner, that Boehner supports renewing the bank. General Electric on Tuesday cited EXIM's expiration as a reason for transferring about 500 jobs to overseas affiliates. "I think in my discussions with the Speaker that he believes it ought to pass because he believes that it's costing us jobs," Hoyer said. This article posted by Kevin Frecking for the Associated Press in Washington. Associated Press writers Nancy Benick, Erica Werner, and Andrew Taylor contributed to this report.